This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. And now we're going to talk to Dan Timmerman, the editor at Shooting News Weekly. We had a convenient accident between the two of us. Last week, he couldn't have been with me anyway, and I was sick, and I would have had to have weighed and waved him off. So everything, we all come back together today. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me, and glad you're feeling better.
Ah, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's talk about Arkansas, where the ATF ninja'd up again and went out there and had them a little seek-and-destroy mission against a administrator of an airport.
So yeah, just a little over a month ago, ATF did an early morning raid, basically a no-knock raid, I think, on the home of Brian Malinowski, who ran something called the Clinton Regional Airport somewhere in Arkansas. They didn't like it because he was selling guns at gun shows in the state, just as a hobby, guns he owned, things like that. And in their way of thinking, he was selling guns illegally. He should have had an FFL because he wasn't selling with a background check. Yeah, I'm sure he thought that he was a hobbyist, you know, just selling his own guns to finance buying new ones. He wasn't in the business. But the ATF's, part of the ATF's weaponization under the Biden administration is in the business now means something entirely different. And if you sell even one gun, they've rejiggered the definition of being in the business such that they can make the case that virtually anybody is. And this is part of their attempt to eliminate the mythical gun show loophole.
Now in Arkansas, was it legal for him to sell guns to people without being an FFL?
Yeah, there's no restriction on individuals selling to other individuals in the state of Arkansas.
So does state law not matter in this particular case? If the ATF's out there saying, oh, but you should have an FFL. Well, state law says I don't have to, pal. Is this a collision here?
It kind of is, because if they determine that he's in the business of selling guns, then he's then federally regulated. I mean, he needs an FFL, and the first F in FFL is federal. Federal firearms license in order to do that, and that means that whenever he sells a gun, he needs to run a background check. Well, he wasn't doing that because, again, I'm going by news reports, but apparently under his understanding of the law, he wasn't in the business selling guns. He wasn't a gun dealer. He had a full-time job running an airport,
right.
And he's just doing this as a hobby on the side, so he probably didn't think he needed or was required to have an FFL. Well, the ATF had been following him for a while. They bought some guns undercover from him at gun shows. And then apparently when they sufficiently had a case against him they thought they could make, they didn't arrest him at one of these gun shows. They didn't arrest him on the streets as they followed him to and from his place of work. They didn't go into his place of work where they knew he'd be disarmed, because it worked at an airport, to arrest him. Instead, they knocked on his door at about 5 a.m., then broke it down, and he thought it was a home invasion. He got a gun, and they shot him to death. That obviously has raised all kinds of questions from all kinds of people, including Congress. And Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, along with some others, have asked for all the information that ATF has tonight, including body camera footage, because it is ATF policy for their agents on these kinds of raids to wear body cams. Well, Friday, late, they let Senator Cotton know that, what do you know? Gosh, sorry, terrible oversight, but our agents were not wearing body cameras.
Not on their checklist, I guess.
No.
Barricades, plate carriers, rock and roll guns, ninja masks. Check, 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 yeah. check.
They made sure to bring a little piece of tape to cover over the Ring doorbell when they approached the house. We've got video of that. No video. Body cameras were apparently didn't make it onto their checklist.
Isn't there? Is that part of their policy? I know that varies from agency to agency. Is it their policy for them to have a body camera?
It is, and Senator Cotton noted that in a statement that that he put out, and he's kind of a bulldog, and I think that he's still going to be digging into this, trying out everything he can on this, and we shall see. But it's basically another terrible example of the firearms regulator being weaponized against gun owners and gun ownership by the Biden administration. And this time it resulted in a dead body, and the dead person is an otherwise wholly law-abiding individual who had no reason to believe that he was violating the law. He wasn't selling to gang members, drug users, anything like that. He was just putting up a table at gun shows in Arkansas, and now he's dead as a result.
Right. Is this, I've talked to some law enforcement people and a couple of governmental people, and a lot of them are saying that a lot of these operations and hearings that we keep hearing out of Ray, all of this is about funding. Is this about funding, and it just turned deadly, and they wanted to look, you know, they want to look at least as good as they did with Randy Weaver or with Waco? I mean, what's up with them deciding to come out this kind of route?
I don't know. I don't know why they choose to do this kind of thing, and no pun intended, to shoot themselves in the foot. They don't look good when they do this. All they do is add incidents like this to the list, of the Ruby Ridges and the Wacos and all that. And for no good reason at all. They could have easily arrested this guy in broad daylight, in all kinds of other places, peacefully,
right,
if they'd chosen to do so. They could have called the guy's attorney, who probably would have had him come into the ATF regional office.
Just give up.
This is not a guy who's going to, lam it and run. This is just an average guy who has had a very responsible job running an airport and also happened to like to sell guns on the weekends for fun. This guy wasn't slipping guns over the border to the cartels or anything like that. So why ATF would choose to do this, not to mention putting their own agents at risk. When you do that kind of thing, you never know what you're going to find. When you break down somebody's door in the middle of the night, you have to believe that the people inside the house, even if you think they're the worst kinds of offender, and nobody thought that of Brian Malinowski.
Right.
These people are going to wonder, what's going on here? Is my home being invaded? I've got to repel this and protect my family. Well, that puts ATF agents at risk.
Yeah, it does. Hold on right there. We'll finish this on the other side. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the website is shootingnewsweekly.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dan Timmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. That finally is a natural thing for me to say it that way now, Dan.
Glad to hear.
Yeah, I finally have made the segue into that. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Let's talk about this one. Am I correct in thinking that the reason they want universal background checks is then once they get them, they'll say, well, you know, the only way we can actually make this work is to have a firearms registry, a national firearms registry. Am I correct in that? Is that why they keep pushing?
Yeah, I think that's I think that's the long game.
Yeah.
Goal here. You can't have a registry. You can't know who has what guns unless everybody has to undergo a background check.
Right.
So that's obviously the long game goal. It's illegal right now for the federal government to maintain a registry, but I'm sure there are plenty of plans to change that if and when they can.
Well, here's the thing. This is the thing with this. And I'm just looking. I mean, this is also an extension of ATF, the fact that they're trying to push this through as well. And, I mean, that only happens when there's a Democrat in the presidency, but that's all beside the point. Right now, they've got this gigantic program on, the Zero Tolerance program going on via the ATF, where they roll into a brick-and-mortar gun-selling establishment with an FFL, and they're checking, going back 20 years on their 4473s, and if they find any mistakes, and it used to be all the way up to this, and you correct me, when did this all begin with, when did Zero Tolerance get started? Was it 2023?
A couple of years ago. Yeah.
So, before that, you could just make a pen and ink change, and they would sign off on it. Now it's $5,000 a pop, and if they're going back 20 years, like in the case of, I've got one FFL that I've used them since the beginning of the show to get review guns in, well over 10 years plus, and it would have cost them $650,000 to stay in business, based upon the gigs they were getting from the ATF. So, and then they go out and kill a guy, though, because he wasn't an FFL. So they don't want you to have an FFL, but then they do want you to have an FFL. Now, with universal background checks, all that means is that instead of you being a guy like Mr. Malinowski in Arkansas, or like I have done, I've done it here. Have you ever sold a gun to an individual?
I have traded guns.
Okay.
Individual.
Okay. So essentially the same thing. You didn't go through any background checks with them. He didn't go. You didn't, and he didn't either. So that's legal.
Right.
That's legal. And what they want to do is they want to do away with that. That one way a gun can be sold, because really there's only two ways: you either a private citizen or an FFL. They want the private citizen to have to go through the FFL to do it, and that costs, that's not going to be free. It's going to cost them money to do that and everything. But really, truly, they want to have a gun registry. Now, has there ever been anywhere that has a gun registry that didn't end up trying to confiscate guns?
Not likely, but you can't confiscate without the registry, because you can't know who's got what without that. Now, even if they enacted something like that tomorrow, good luck. We've got, 450 million guns in this country. There's only a few states that where registration is required. I'm sure their records are insanely bad. And as this latest ATF publication makes clear, the data is so wrong, and it only covers law abiding, of course, which is always the case,
right,
with every type of gun control law. About 10 days ago, ATF came out with a study, a trafficking study, and found that 65% of reported cases where guns were, with illegal guns, the guns were sourced from, here we go, straw purchases, or individual straw purchases or straw purchasing rings.
Right.
Trafficking firearms stolen from an FFL, trafficking firearms stolen from private persons. What that means is most of the guns in this country, they're used in crimes, are gotten not through registration, not through legal purchases. They are stolen in one way or another. And the only times when they're not stolen is when they're bought through straw purchase, which is when you get a person who can otherwise own a gun and they go in and they lie on their 4473 and say, oh, this gun is for me, and they turn around and sell it to someone, to a criminal who can't pass a background check. So the point is, universal background checks are anything but universal. They only cover the people who are willing to comply with the law. They don't do anything to stop crime. Criminals are getting their guns, as we can see here, well over 65% are getting their guns through illegal means. So what are universal background checks for? It just goes to show, it's just a means to an end, and that means is eventually, to enact a national gun registration, so that at some point down the road, that will facilitate the confiscation.
I had heard a story in New York where you have to have a permit to have a gun, much less.
Correct.
And
to buy.
Buy. And in New York, the various sheriffs in various counties in New York would pay attention to the obituaries and play that against the known permits that they have in the county of people that own guns. And if somebody had a permit passed away, they would basically stake out the house to make sure nobody took a gun out of the house. And then 5 days afterwards, after that person had died, they would show up and demand the gun because the permit holder had died.
Really?
Which is, you know, that's a form of confiscation in my book. I mean, that's, you know.
Absolutely confiscation.
Yeah.
And,
so it's already happening.
Exactly. And I'm surprised it isn't happening in Illinois, too, because it's one of the places you've got to have a firearm owner's ID card to own a gun. And if a FOID cardholder dies, I assume that those guns can't then just be passed. I don't know what the law is in Illinois, but you think some of the dedicated gun grabbing.
Well, based on that Hyde Park incident, it's not that hard to get a FOID card, even if you. I mean, based on that one, there's ways to get around it, so much for that one.
There's ways to get around all of it, exactly.
Coming up on the next break, this article is ripped straight off the front page of Shooting News Weekly. This has become a resource for people like me who get out there and try to bring you news of what's going on in the gun culture, in the world of guns. And in a very short period of time now, 3.5 months, they have become a go-to destination, shootingnewsweekly.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
News update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an endgame strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. I didn't even run this across you, but I saw this, and the gun addiction. We're addicted. We're addicted to guns, Dan. Did you realize that?
We seem to be.
Yeah.
I feel terrible about that, too.
Yeah. But I mean... are we really addicted to guns? I mean, isn't the entire planet has defense systems in place and everything, and everybody has weapons. It's not that big of a thing. The United States, and I mean, I've looked at recent studies, and I don't know if you saw this. If you haven't seen this, I'll have to get this to you. But there was a study that came out where they, instead of comparing it by people, they did it per gun. Guns per people, and then they would look at the crime committed per gun. And who are the two they want to us to emulate the most? It always seems to be the UK, always seems to be one. And Australia, since they had their big thing, their big national gun confiscation thing back in the 90s, which they probably have more guns in the streets now than they did prior to that gun confiscation thing now.
Likely, yeah.
In just raw numbers, when you look at this... with the United States. The United States has about 2.5 million violent crimes per year. With 122 guns per 100 people. 2.5 million violent crimes per year. In the UK, I had to cough there for a minute. That's why I went away. In the UK, where they have something like 0.19 guns per 100 people, they have 4.5 million violent crimes per year. And they have, what, one-fifth the population. And they have twice as many violent crimes in the UK than they do here.
So they have more, twice as many violent crimes per person? Is that
no,
what
just
we're saying here?
The raw numbers, right? The raw numbers
are, really?
In the United States, 2.5 million violent crimes. So that's armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, rape, or homicide. 2.5 million of those per year here in the United States. In the UK, where they have about 600,000 guns, they have 4.5 million violent crimes per year.
Yeah, they only have like 6 to 7 million people live in the UK. We've got 350 million.
Yeah.
What's that? We've got five times more people.
Yeah.
And you're saying they have more violent crimes?
Nearly twice as many per year.
That's
well over 2 million more violent crimes than we do per year. And when you look to see, I'm against violence. I'm against violence. I'm not addicted to anything really. It would be quite nice if you and I could just talk about the sporting aspects and the, you know, the social aspects and everything else of guns, and you know, because it, you know, guns have a other life out there where it's all about competition, and fellowship, all this other stuff. Instead, we're constantly having to fight against the politicians that want to take guns away. But like she makes this thing about Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in this quote that Grace puts up there. Until the American people wake up to the fact that our drug is killing us, which the drug is gun, or addicted to guns, until we stop enabling our addiction, we will continue to see tragedies like that at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Right. And what people like this fail to recognize is the fact that guns in America are a net positive. They are a net societal good. Because they always forget the other side of the equation, which goes to what you were talking about in terms of violent crime.
Right.
According to, again, the William English study, which seems to be the best one done so far, there are about 1.6 million defensive gun uses per year. That's, like you said, robberies, rapes, murders, assaults stopped by the use of a gun. And that's far more often than not. Doesn't involve anybody firing a gun, just having a gun, you know, deterring something, a crime, using a gun in some manner. So while, you know, 45 million people are killed with guns every year, that's terrible. Two-thirds of those are, excuse me.
Did you mean 45,000?
I'm sorry, 45,000. 45,000 people die. Two-thirds of those, 50% to two-thirds, something like that, are suicides, also terrible. But you've got 1.6 million people who weren't victimized because of guns. They weren't murdered. They weren't raped. They weren't assaulted. So the people, the control addicts, this person here is talking about gun addicts, I'm much more concerned about the control addicts. And the control addicts never are asked and never are forced to justify their desire to see guns go away in our society and what that would mean. And what it would mean is exactly what you're seeing, what we talked about, is happening in the UK. You've got more violent crimes happening and fewer people able to defend themselves. How many of those 1.6 million people who defend themselves every year in the U.S. do these people want to disarm? In order to achieve their mythical utopia of a gun-free society, they never have to. They never ever ask those questions. And if you would ask that question, all you get is a doe-eyed look back and with a change of subject, most likely.
Well, I guess the big question is it worth it? So at that one point, now you know. In 2013, CDC said it was 3 million. When Obama commissioned the study, they came up with this 3 million. So, but I'll go I'll say between 1.5 and 3 million.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. So at 1.5 million, that's nearly 5,000 times a day. So are they saying that in order for us to be satisfied about you having no guns, we're willing to put up with 5,000 more rapes, armed robberies, assault with deadly weapons, and homicides per day?
In effect, what they're saying. and that they're never called to account for that. They're never asked if that is okay with them. That the people that are defending themselves with guns now, you know, if you could wave that wand and make those guns go away, and those people could not do that. Is that what they're advocating for? Because that's in effect that's the practical result of what they want to see happen.
Well, the other thing about this little argument, if we play our stupid game, I mean, people take fentanyl on purpose. And if we're going to call this a drug addiction, well, what are they doing to fight the other drug addictions, and how is that working out? Because it doesn't seem to be working out too well. I mean, when I was in high school, it was reefer madness. Now they're taking a drug to where they pass out on their feet. They stay bent over. And you walk by and you see these people touching the ground with their face because they passed out due to the fentanyl. And that's, now we got the zombies. And they're doing that. I mean, this is not about being addicted. I mean, it's a very stupid, well, it's sort of like calling it an epidemic, like you can catch a bullet in the air because it's, you know, going around. People can cough bullets at you. gun violence epidemic. Gun violence epidemic. You're always going to have stuff to write about you with these guys out there, aren't you?
It never stops.
It's never going to come to the point where we can get out there and say, well, let's talk about this new red dot scope. We're going to have to. Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd be fine. I'd like that. The closest we come to doing this is like at one of these shows where Dan used to go around and look at all the new doodads and guns and all the other stuff that's out there. But this article is ripped straight off the front page of ShootingNewsWeekly.com. This all began January the 4th, I believe it was, and since January the 4th, 2024, they have become the go-to destination for me, anyway, and probably for a lot of you, if you're looking to keep up with what's going on within the world, within the culture of people that own guns in the United States today. If you haven't tried them out, ShootingNewsWeekly.com, that is the place to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. I talked about this on the morning show the other day about this thing where they got out there and they were talking about Volt Typhoon, which is a Chinese hacker network thingy, and how Volt Typhoon is doing things like attacking maritime stuff. Oh, we just had a ship crash into a bridge. And communications, oh, we just lost AT&T. And all these other things. And now they're coming out and bringing out this other stuff. And we lost something else here recently with Volt Typhoon out there in the air, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't know if it's due to Volt Typhoon, but, yeah, we had a number of systems go down. In cities across the country, and this was all just shrugged off as the result of somebody cutting a cable somewhere, oops, we're not sure what happened, but it's all under control. We've got it fixed. This is at the same time that, you know, back in February, a bunch of sheriffs and other law enforcement officers from around the country went to a conference in D.C. and were told that the threat of a cyber attack has never been greater, and you've actually got the director of the FBI going in front of Congress raising the alarm about the threat of attacks right now, and it just all goes to show that yes, our 911 system is vulnerable. It's gone down before. If somebody can knock out AT&T, obviously you're not going to be able to call 911. As Mr. Markle makes the point here, you have to have a plan and some ability for operating when 911 doesn't do you any good. Because let's say it's just a normal natural disaster. Let's say it's a hurricane or an earthquake or a tornado or something like that. Anytime something like that hits, 911's overwhelmed anyway.
Right.
All the cops are out on the road anyway, triaging and hitting the biggest problems first. You can call 911, but if they even answer, probably nobody's going to come. If they do, it's probably going to be hours before they do. So, Mr. Marvel says, you got to learn self-rescue. You have to learn basic first aid. You got to have a medical kit in your house, hopefully one in your car, maybe a little blowout kit you keep in your backpack that you take to work every day. And he's written books about this. The stuff isn't complicated. He wrote a book called Beyond the Boo-Boo, which teaches you how to do just the basic stuff. We're not talking about doing surgery or removing anybody's appendix or anything. Just stopping bleeding, you know, setting a broken limb or a finger or whatever, and just keeping people stable until they can get to a hospital or something like that in the event of, you know, that the worst happens.
Right.
There was a 911 outage in, I think, 4 states recently. Nebraska, Nevada, Texas, and South Dakota in different
right.
areas.
I mean, all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it was targeted.
Again, they were just, as if it was somebody testing out to see what they can do.
Yep.
And again, authorities say, oh, no, this was no big deal. This was just a utility problem to knock these things out. Well, was it? Who knows? I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want to wear a tinfoil hat, but, given the warnings we've been getting from law enforcement, from people like Christopher Wray, and others, and what's going on around the world, it's not crazy to think that might have been, somebody feeling out our vulnerabilities and being able to, see if they can knock something like that out.
Well, you know, the thing with this is that the things that they're targeting are the things that nobody knows how to deal with in most cases. For preppers, the preppers that get out there and that say the hardest thing for people to deal with would be doing without electricity, well, we know that they can target the grid. Communications, if smartphones go down, don't you think we'd see a lot of panic in some people that would be out there going, oh, the smartphones, what now? What do we do? Yeah.
Well, sure. Exactly. Because, we're entirely dependent on those things now.
Yeah.
Almost no one has traditional wired phones anymore. So
I tried to get one, and you can't find one now. Where I live, all you can get is voice over IP. That's all you
right.
can get.
Yeah, that's internet. And if internet goes down,
phones go down.
You're SOL.
Yeah.
So, phones go down too. If you live in an older house that was wired for a phone, maybe you can still get one. I don't know. My guess is you probably can at some point. But there are probably a lot of areas that don't. I mean, they're not running phone lines out anywhere anymore. It's a different world, and you can't be entirely dependent on something like that, because those things can and do fail. As he says here, if you believe the story that workers installing a pole cut that out and took out 4 states, then you're left to conclude something else, that the people who are running the 9/11 system are grossly incompetent and have created a system that's so fragile that and without any redundancy that a single cable cut can knock down 911 for millions of people.
Yeah.
Well, how smart is that? Which is better? A foreign cyber attack? Or the fact that our infrastructure is poorly designed and maintained.
Crumbling.
Yeah. So either one is good.
Neither one is good.
And the end result is the same. You need to be self-reliant. You need to have the ability to protect your family and to handle an emergency like that if and when it happens.
Well, I know one thing from talking with Paul. Paul is... Paul lives in a mountain, so if something goes bad, Paul's just going to go, well, obviously something's gone bad. We'll be watching, let's watch the horizon for smoke.
Yeah, he'll be just fine.
Yeah. That's a bad sign. Okay, well, we won't be going to town to get no more Tootsie Rolls for you grandchildren. Sorry. But, I mean, his thing is always about preparedness. I mean, and I concur with that. As a matter of fact, I am probably, I wouldn't say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I'm definitely sitting out there going, I expect really bad things to happen just any old day.
Well, they can and they do happen.
Yeah.
Just naturally.
Right.
People screw up. Systems screw up. Weather happens. Earthquakes happen. These things happen. It's just the world we live in.
Right.
Let alone any effects of bad actors doing terrible things. Yeah, be prepared to either way.
We have so many bad actors in the country that we don't even know who they are. I don't even know why. Why does Ray keep coming on here? Because shouldn't they be tracking these guys down?
Well, you would think. But if they're foreign actors, I'm sure there are ways to toughen up our defenses and try to defend against these things. But who knows to what extent. I don't know enough about systems or anti-cyber attacks or those kinds of things to figure out how defensible our overall systems are, our grid, everything else. I'm sure he hears a lot, all kinds of things about that. And if it's gotten to the point where he feels it's necessary to get out there and let people know that,
right,
then he's, at minimum, he's covering his rear end so that at least he can, when it happens, he can say, look, I let everybody know that, we were hearing bad things. So.
Listen, thank you very much for taking the time to join me this morning or this afternoon. The website is shootingnewsweekly.com. Go check out the stuff that he's got going on there because he covers it all, as he has always done. And now at Shooting News Weekly, they have become my go-to destination. That's the first thing I check when I get up in the morning to see what's going on in the world of guns is Shooting News Weekly, just because I know that it's a constant barrage. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.